than half redacted. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The FBI's affidavit used to get the Mar-a-Lago search warrant released Friday with more black lines than new information.
More than half the pages were in fact redacted. The FBI believed there to be so-called probable cause of evidence of obstruction. We also learned the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ back in February. There was no new information today pertaining to the 11 boxes of documents that were seized during the August 8th search. We also found out that the FBI used not just human source intelligence, but also conducted communications intercepts.
Fox's Kevin Cork, former President Trump reacting on social media, asking why Judge Bruce Reinhart hasn't recused himself from the case over what Mr. Trump believes is his animosity towards him. The Trump legal team has revised and resubmitted its motion to the federal court to appoint a special master to oversee the handling of the documents seized from his home. The Federal Reserve Board likely to impose more big interest rate hikes in the months ahead in an attempt to corral inflation.
That's the word from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in his closely watched speech at the Fed's annual economic symposium in Wyoming. Powell said they're focused on bringing down inflation, but Powell's words sparked a sell-off on Wall Street to end the week, the Dow closing 1,008 points lower.
Fox's Karen McHugh, the White House says they are close to having enough monkeypox vaccine to protect at-risk individuals in the country. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
I'd like to take this moment to emphasize that this is a two-dose vaccine, and it's important to receive the second dose in the series. I encourage providers to continue to highlight the importance of the second dose so that all vaccinated people optimize their protection from the vaccine.
Dr. Walensky says the most at-risk group is men who are intimate with other men. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Air travel is back to pre-pandemic levels, but complaints about airline service are skyrocketing.
The Department of Transportation's updated numbers show customer complaints regarding air travel jumped 270% over pre-pandemic levels in June. The most complaints were filed against American Airlines, followed by United, then Delta. And most were filed regarding canceled, delayed, or missed flights, followed by complaints about refunds and then baggage. The report found 73% of flights were on time, but the biggest cause of delay was found to be air carriers, which is described in the report as delay or cancellation caused by circumstances within the airline's control, like maintenance or crew issues. Less than 1% of delays were caused by extreme weather. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
People in and around Mississippi's capital city are being told to prepare for flooding of the Pearl River. Storms have dropped heavy rains in Mississippi and other parts of the Deep South. Some homes and businesses in Jackson, Mississippi are expected to flood. Experts say the Pearl River could crest Tuesday at levels nearly as high as the 2020 flood. One of the sets of bones discovered by the receding waters in Lake Mead outside Las Vegas has been identified as Thomas Ernst, who was a 42-year-old father who went under and never resurfaced during a night swim on the lake 20 years ago. The western state's drought has left Lake Mead at less than 30% of its capacity. In Missouri, a tragic house fire.
Firefighters say they found 2-year-old Elijah Martinez hiding under the bathroom sink as his Florissant, Missouri home went up in flames. The young boy was unconscious. He was rushed to the hospital, but ultimately died from his injuries. His parents and 7 and 4-year-old brothers managed to escape and were treated for minor smoke inhalation. The cause of Wednesday's house fire is under investigation, but firefighters believe it was accidental. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.